You probably know Robert Indiana's iconic love sculpture with the distinctive crooked O he created in the 1960s.
I've done pretty well by being known for love.
But beyond love, there's much more. The McNay Museum opened a show by that name, Beyond Love, last week at the expansive Styron Center. When his career took off, Indiana was creating art in its American epicenter in New York City. I asked him if the edgy world that swirled around Andy Warhol and others was a distraction.
No. By living down at the very tip of Manhattan, I was able to steer away from most of the hubbub that went on in New York. Very few people ever enjoyed visiting the southern tip of Manhattan because at that time it was an absolute slum.
The art he creates is large, graphic, and often includes words. Indiana credits an interesting source for really getting him started.
My first grade school teacher asked if she could keep a couple of my drawings, telling me that she knew that one day I was going to be a famous artist.
Indiana kept with art, even though his efforts were sidelined for a time by this.
I joined the military, and of course I took basic training in you know where.
I'm suspecting San Antonio.
Absolutely horrible experience.
Tomorrow, why exactly it was so bad? And we'll see another strong San Antonio connection to Indiana's work.
Marvelous man.
See pictures of Robert Indiana's art and find other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.